speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, July the 12th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at what I call the rule of, not the rule of law. Everybody is saying, well, President Trump has now bowed to the rule of law. No, he's bowed to the rule of lawyers. Lawyers, that's what we're ruled by, the Supreme Court. And the lawyers, like Attorney General Barr, say, well, there's nothing I can do about this. You know, we got a time limit here. Well, put the time limit on the judiciary. Not on the president, but that's the way it works. You know, we have one set of rules for the lawyers who rule us, for the social media companies who rule us, and a different set of rules for everybody else. Just like we were talking about yesterday. You know, the sailor who's locked up by Comey because even though he admits that Hillary Clinton committed multiple felony violations with her email private server, he says, but it's not in our interest to lock her. But don't you try this at home. And immediately within a month, he locks up a sailor. The guy served a year in jail. Christian Saucier. I've talked to him. I've interviewed him before. And he said he was going to sue these people. And yesterday, as I pointed out, he has sued them. And he said it's equal protection under the law. Well, we need to have equal laws for different people. I'm going to break down for you the deception and that is being pulled on everybody by the entire legal establishment, including the Attorney General, on this issue of the census. And again, it is issue after issue. We've had all these President Trump is not the first president to bow down to an almighty Supreme Court, acting as if they are the Politburo. It's just that on issues of immigration and so many other policy issues, because they are political in their orientation, they're not even-handed. They're not disengaged from politics by any means whatsoever. And so because they are political as well, they have shut him down on every move that he's tried to make in terms of protecting the border from illegal immigration. And this is just the latest incident of it. And the most important issue that the president could do, as I said, the biggest question here is not the census question, it's the question of authority. And we're going to also take a look at the spy coup that is now unraveled to another level. Yes, we've had a judge say all of those phony indictments that were put out there by Rod Rosenstein on the Friday as President Trump was in the air going to a summit with Vladimir Putin in order to undermine him. Remember when Rod Rosenstein released those indictments from the Mueller team? Saying, look at this, we got all these Russians and all these indictments. And everybody said, this is nothing but a PR ploy to try to undermine the president on his way to Russia. And it was. It was clearly that, and now a judge has ruled that. He says, first of all, what really surprised them, they did not expect that one of these companies, they said, well, there's two companies here, and they're Russian companies. And they ran some fake ads or whatever, and that rigged the election. And these companies are connected to Vladimir Putin. Well, first of all, the judge has said there is no connection of these companies to the Russian government. You haven't put anything in there at all. And then one of Mueller's own team put that in some of the documents. There's not any connection between these companies and the Russian government, number one. What's even more ridiculous is to say that a couple of ads run on social media rigged the election when the social media companies did everything they could to rig the election and did rig this last election, the midterm elections. So we're going to also talk about the social media summit that President Trump had yesterday. What is going on with that? What have some of the highly touted groups like the Heritage Foundation, why were they there? I went to their site to see what their position is on social media. I had to dig. Go back 2 years. 2 years to find something that they said about social media. And at that point, they said, lay off of the big tech companies. Those are the people that were at the social media summit for President Trump? Seriously? Nobody that was banned. Nobody that was attacked. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they face no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trusts of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw. Even it is what you just saw.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, July the 12th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Welcome to the final 10 hours of our 34-hour broadcast. We've been around the clock. I hope you've enjoyed that, if you've been listening. And I just want to repeat, for those of you joining us on radio, we're going to be talking about the changes with the census. Is it going to work? How did we get here? What are the judges and the lawyers doing to us? That's why I call the show today, The Presidency and the Rule of Lawyers. It is now not the rule of law, it's the rule of lawyers. And I'm going to break that down for you and tell you how this is working, what they're doing to us. And that includes the president's own lawyers who are lying to him about what's going on. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit with a follow-up of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And, of course, yesterday we were laughing about the fact of this catfight going on between her and Nancy Pelosi, and she came out and said, you know, I understand that she wants to keep the progressive wing at kind of an arm's length because she's trying to do things to help the moderates get reelected. But she said the persistent singling out of the four of us, who Nancy Pelosi has referred to as squad, the people I refer to as the sisterhood of the traveling burkas, she said the persistent singling out of us, it got to the point where it was outright disrespectful. The explicit singling out of newly elected women of color. And everybody's, by implication, saying that Nancy Pelosi is attacking them because they're women of color. So she's calling Nancy Pelosi sexist and racist. Now she has walked that back a little bit, of course. She said, I'm absolutely not saying that she's acting out of racial animus. I'm just pointing out a pattern. Well, I mean, are you saying then that it is subconscious racism, subconscious sexism? Because that's a thing in the universities now, right? The subconscious stuff. Or is she just saying that Nancy Pelosi is not sufficiently deferential to their positions of racial privilege in the Democrat Party? Maybe that's it. I'm not really sure. But I want to talk about some other colors besides variations of brown and yellow or red or whatever that we talk about, our skin colors. Let's talk about the Green New Deal that AOC has, because there's been an interesting update. And, you know, the science, like science, has had some studies. And, folks, this is bombshell. This is coming out of two studies, two different countries, Finland and Japan. And they have basically rained on the parade of the environmentalists big time, because they have said that it doesn't have anything to do with man-made factors. And what they're saying is that their new studies, and I'll give you the details of the study, but I think we need to introduce this with a theme song, because go ahead and play this now. This is really about, you know, clouds.
And ice cream castles in the air.
And I'm sure this is AOC forms her political opinion. She's like the clouds both ways now. Yeah, ice cream castles in the air. They only block the sun. Those clouds. So she's looked at this at both sides now. Well, actually, she hasn't. She's only looked at one side of this. And the problem is these clouds are getting in the way of their climate projections. Here's the data. Go ahead and kill that. Scientists in Finland found practically no anthropogenic, that is, man-made, climate change after a series of studies. Here's what they said. Bluntly, in a series of papers, this is on Zero Hedge reporting this, and they said, point, this is a bombshell claim. During the last 100 years, the temperatures increased about 0.1 degree centigrade because of carbon dioxide. The human contribution was about 0.01 degrees centigrade, said Finnish researchers. That's it. It's finished, according to the Finnish scientists. This has also been collaborated, however, by a team at Kobe University in Japan. They said, new evidence suggests that high energy particles from space, known as galactic cosmic rays, affect the Earth's climate by increasing cloud cover. It's the clouds. See, they're looking at clouds the other way now. Clouds got in the way. Causing an umbrella effect. And they said this could be the prime driver of climate warming and not man-made factors. You mean things like cosmic rays or solar activity? You know, solar activity does go in cycles. They have solar minimums, solar maximums, and so forth, as we've pointed out many times, Dr. Willie Soon and others. The scientists involved in the study, see, because this is like a science study. This isn't occasional cortex talking about the Green New Deal. This is a science study. The scientists involved in the study are mostly concerned with the fact that current climate models driving the political side of the debate, notably, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the infamous UN's IPCC, failed to incorporate this crucial and potentially central variable of increased cloud cover. This phenomenon has never been considered in climate predictions due to the insufficient physical understanding of it, said Professor Hyodo in Science Daily, the Japanese team. The Finnish team, meanwhile, the Finnish scientists said, that low cloud cover practically controls global temperatures, but that only a small part of the increased carbon dioxide concentration is anthropogenic or caused by human activity. They said because a man-made portion of the increased CO2 is less than 10%, we have practically no man-made climate change. The low clouds control mainly the climate, the global temperature. However, that's not the issue, right? The issue is that they want to remake the U.S. economy. They want to remake the U.S. economy. As a matter of fact, as Mark Morano, frequent guest on here, said many times, he's had these types of confessions before where people say, well, if we didn't have climate change, we'd have to invent it because the real issue is that we want to remake society and remake the economy. And now AOC's own chief of staff just admitted that in May. He was meeting with the Democrat Washington Governor Jay Inslee's climate director. Think about that. We now have governors of states who have climate director office. I long for the days when Mark Twain said, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. I wish we would get back to that in government. Stop trying to use the government to remake our the climate as an excuse to remake our economy. And this is what her chief of staff said. You know, the guy, Chakrabarty, the guy that was chowing down on hamburgers as she was saying, we've got to get rid of meat. The guy who was her co-partner in that illegal political action committee funding her campaign. Remember that? Why aren't these people in jail? Why aren't we moving forward? Why isn't President Trump moving? I understand. You want to leave AOC there because she's so effective for our side. But still, what they did was unbelievably illegal. The two of them put together a political action committee, which is supposed to keep a great distance between the candidate and this committee. It's supposed to be completely independent of it. And yet, the candidate and her campaign manager were the ones who owned that PAC. Where's the FEC on this? Anyway, this is what he had to say to Governor Jay Inslee's climate director. Chakrabarty, AOC's chief of staff. The interesting thing about the Green New Deal is it wasn't originally a climate thing at all. Do you guys think of it as a climate change? Because we really think of it as a how do you change the entire economy thing. Yeah, I think of it that way too. And I've been saying that's the purpose of this all along. And as Mark Moreno has pointed out, they're not the first people on the left to point out that it is just an excuse. This Green New Deal is just an excuse to turn us into a Marxist, red, communist, centrally controlled economy. Talk about rain on the parade. We've got Barbara Streisand flying her dogs 10,000 miles to watch her sing. Of course, she doesn't believe in it either, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Money.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the bombshell reports, a couple of studies that have come out at the same time. One from Finland, one from Japan. And they said there's some effects that you guys haven't taken account of in your models. Maybe that's why their models have failed, right? Their model said, well, as CO2 goes up by X amount, the temperature is going to go up by this amount, right? And of course, it didn't. Their models are proven failures. They've been pushing this lie long enough that we can see it. And, of course, that's the thing that allowed them to get away with this for a while, because they're not talking about weather predictions where they're trying to predict what the weather's going to do within the next 24 hours or even 48 hours. That's difficult enough for them to do. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, they had the American Meteorological Society meet here in Austin, and I went there to report it. And these guys are doing real science. I mean, they're working really hard. And there were literally hundreds of different scientists with hundreds and hundreds of different models, all of them trying to predict weather with just a couple of days. And they're all looking at it, and, you know, because it's a short-term thing, they can put the factors that they want to measure into their model. And then within a day or two, they can look at it and say, well, did that work? Did that predict what actually happened? No, it didn't. Let's go back to the drawing board. And you've got literally hundreds of these people trying to close the loop on that and get a model that actually is accurate and works. Still not there. They're getting closer, but they're still not there. And yet, when you talk about climate science, put that in air quotes, because these people are trying to predict the weather decades out. Decades out. And so there isn't any way for you to test their assumptions, right? You just have to go with their credentials. And that's what they've been hitting everybody over the head with, their credentials. Yet now we have, because this has been going on for a couple of decades. And these scientists in Finland and Japan just call BS on all this stuff, and rightfully so. And yet the White House had proposed a White House panel that would conduct an adversarial review of climate science, and now that has been killed by the people in the White House. Just like the census question, which I'm about to get to. President Trump, as EE News points out, is grappling with negative perceptions of his environmental record at the beginning of his reelection campaign, and he's not willing to lead on this issue. That's my comment. They didn't say that. I said that. The science is on his side. It's not on the side of these people. Yes, you have the most number of scientists who say that this is what's happening because those people are getting grants to say that. If you say that there's man-made global warming and the world is going to melt down and it's going to do it by the time that the UN says they want this all to happen, UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, they want to have you packed into the smart cities, they want to reorder your society and your economy and your life in every detail. No cars, no planes, no meat. You're going to live in the cities and tight, confined areas. They're going to watch and control everything that you do. That's exactly what the UN and all these governments want. And so the scientists who give them a rationale for pushing that emergency on us, that's what they're talking about now. That, you know, first it was global cooling. That was where it started. That was the big catastrophe in the first Earth Day, 1970. Paul Ehrlich and these other people. Global cooling. Then it was global warming. They went a full 180 degrees. The world's going to melt down. Then it became climate change when none of their models worked. And now it's a climate emergency because we're getting close to 2030. But of course, the solution, no matter whether it's climate warming or climate cooling, whether we're going to melt down or go into a new ice age, the solution is all the same. We've got to have population control. And they mean that in every way possible. They want to reduce the number of humans on the planet, and those who are here are going to be tightly controlled. Population reduction and total population control. That's the lie that they're pushing. And I'm sad that President Trump isn't going to take it on directly. He doesn't want to have that fight as part of the election. So they're going to shut this down as one individual, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, said it's been totally stymied by the forces of darkness within the administration, but also by the looming election campaign. I think elections are the times that you build consensus, and I think most people in America understand what this problem is. President Trump hasn't had any problem in many areas taking on the conventional wisdom, taking on the establishment. And the thing that got him into the White House was taking on both political establishments wanting to shut down this country's borders. Or I should say open them up, right? Shut down any border protection. He took that on. But he hasn't been able to get anywhere with that, and why? Well, I think the census question is just the latest issue, latest example of this. As I was saying yesterday, we've seen this on issue after issue after issue. And I think perhaps, you know, he could have pushed this issue here. I said yesterday, I thought the right issue for him to push back against this judicial tyranny would be to do it on something like the pharmaceutical regulations, because that also is insane. And we'll have more to say about that in just a moment. But let's take a look at what happened with the census question. It was on, it was off, and it was on, it's off. We heard that President Trump was going to do an executive order, and then yesterday, directing them to put that question back on. Then yesterday afternoon, he came up and said, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to have an executive order that's going to direct every federal agency to provide the Commerce Department all records and all requested efforts that could detail how many citizens and non-citizens live in the U.S. He said, we will leave no stone unturned. We are aiming to count everyone. And then he went on to say that this has been delayed by meritless litigation. Yes, it has, as all of his immigration moves have been limited and delayed and shut down and stalled and blocked by meritless litigation. And part of the problem has been his attorney generals, Jeff Sessions, as well as Attorney General William Barr now. Barr acknowledged that a recent Supreme Court ruling had made doing this difficult, if not impossible, and he added that he had never considered adding the question without having judicial review. And he had no time now to litigate the citizenship question. Well, why wouldn't you do this without judicial review? I'm going to explain to you why they should have done it without judicial review and why he should have acted like Andrew Jackson. You know, Andrew Jackson, for all of his faults, he took on the central bank and shut it down. He took on the Supreme Court trying to usurp authority over the government, and he shut that down. That's really what has to be done by a president who has convictions. If you've got convictions, if you want to fix this country, if you want to make America great again, if you want to make America free again, if you want to make America look like the Constitution again, you're going to have to take on these non-constitutional control structures like the Supreme Court, like the Federal Reserve's powers. You're going to have to take those on directly, President Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Coms. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits and the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we look at this census thing. I see the people who are criticizing President Trump, or people who are trying to make excuses for what's going on. It seems like this country has been divided, and it doesn't just seem like it. It has been divided into two different groups because of President Trump's strong personality. Everybody seems to fall into either a haters category, where they hate him personally and they hate everything that he does, or they fall into a sycophant category, where they try to spin everything that he does into a positive light, even when he doesn't do the right thing or he doesn't succeed. And look, folks, if we're going to get anywhere, we got to be honest about this kind of stuff. Look, I don't have any problem praising President Trump when he does the right thing. He's done a lot of right things. And I don't have any problem criticizing him when he does the wrong thing. And he's done a lot of that, too. Or when he fails to do what he promised to do, which is to protect the border. Read my lips. Build the wall. Remember that read my lips, no new taxes thing? Yeah, that was about the economy. But let me tell you something. This border thing is about the economy, too. And that may be why it is not going through. The Republicans see this as an economic issue. This is big Republicans wanting an open border because they get cheap labor, cheap goods. And that part of the economy may be that part of that economic calculation may be shutting this down. But it also may be because the president is following down the pattern that all of these presidents have been following in the 20th century. This is not the design of the Constitution. This is something, a trap that we fell into in the 20th century, the idea that the Supreme Court is going to rule on every small detail of our personal lives, rule on everything if they wish, any and everything in Washington. Of course, you know, when Barack Obama says, with an executive order, I'm not going to enforce immigration law. They don't have any problem with that. When President Trump, the following president, comes in with DACA and says, well, I'm going to enforce immigration law, they say, you can't do that. We've got an executive order from the previous president. You can't do that, say the judges. You got a problem with that? You understand what's going on here? These guys let anything go through. Depending on if they agree with it with politics, you know, their political position, they don't challenge it. But if this president does anything that they disagree with politically, they challenge it. And again, all it takes is one single judge, not even the Supreme Court, one single federal judge, and we got 3,500 of them, can stop this president. And he, you know, so you can't do that. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Of course, he's not going to get anything done about the border. If we don't break this, if we don't go back to the constitutional pattern, Andrew Jackson wouldn't put up with that. He ignored the Supreme Court, and he had every right to do so. We don't have a pyramid structure with a Supreme Court at the pinnacle. And the president and Congress on the next level, and the state elected officials on the next tier, and so forth. We don't have a pyramid structure like that. We have co-equal branches, different spheres of authority. And they don't answer to each other. The president has the authority to protect the border under the Constitution. When you look at this particular situation with the census question, the most recent one of these, now they're saying, well, you know, we've got to come up with a different way to count the people, count the citizens, so forth, because we don't have time to go through the courts and get their permissions. Well, let me just tell you, this is a capitulation, and it is doing nothing other than kicking this judicial block down the street like a can. Because what do you think is going to happen in this current political environment? Look at the absurdity that we have seen. Do you think that when the president counts these votes with Wilbur Ross, they've got a problem? Oh, Wilbur Ross and President Trump, oh, they're, I don't like their motivation. I don't like them. So I'm not going to let them do this or that because I don't like their motivation. Notice that they don't make it about the law. They don't make it about the text of the Constitution. Anything like that. No, it's like, I think subjectively, I have determined that I don't like their motivations. It doesn't have anything to do with the objective written law, the text, or the order, or the Constitution. No, no, it's my feelings. I just feel like they are somehow prejudiced about this. Do you think that when they come up with a count through the Commerce Department, with all the criticism that's been heaped at Wilbur Ross over just this question, which is always asked, except in the 2010 census with Obama, every other census has asked this either of everybody or of a large sector of the people. But no, you can't ask that question. Wilbur. Oh, Wilbur, you can't ask that question. You think they're going to take Wilbur's numbers? When it comes time to put this in, of course not. Can't you see the lawsuits coming? Can't you see the judges saying, well, you can't, you're supposed to go by the census number. You can't pull in these counts from this new tactic that you came up with. That's totally unconstitutional. You've got to base the allocation of congressional seats and the electoral college representation, you've got to base that on the census. You can't base that on all these different numbers you pulled in here, and I don't trust you to do that anyway. You're not honest. I don't like your motivations. You're an old white man. I can't trust you, right? See, plan A should have been just say, we're doing this. The Constitution says so. End of story, right? But then they appeal to the Supreme Court, and of course, John Roberts shut it down. Shut that down. So what's plan B? Yeah, plan B is you're going to have to go back to the Constitution. You're going to have to, at some point in time, President Trump, if you're going to get anything done, you're going to have to challenge this 20th century notion of Supreme Court superiority over everything. Over everything. And that also goes for your state officials. They also take an oath to the Constitution. And you know what's part of the Constitution? The Ninth and the Tenth Amendment. You need to have some state representatives. Instead of being so preoccupied, Republicans, in terms of trying to get a president who's going to, let's say on abortion issue, instead of trying to get a president who is going to hopefully appoint people who are for pro-life issue and are going to overturn the arbitrary detailed decision of Roe v. Wade, which is absolute nonsense. But instead of trying to go that indirect route, because that never works, it hasn't worked for, what was it, 73 that they put that in? So for 46 years, that approach has not worked. Instead of doing that, why don't you send copies of the Constitution, and you can cut out the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, send that to all your elected representatives and say, okay, do what Alabama did, or do what Georgia did, or do what, even what New York did, right? New York, actually, they didn't, the Supreme Court said, you can kill babies at any point in time, but you can't prohibit the killing of babies in the first trimester. So, you know, what the liberals are doing in terms of killing babies all the way up to the point of birth, according to the Supreme Court, that's okay. You can't protect babies in the first trimester. But if you want to do that, you just tell your state representatives, here's your authority, Constitution, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. I haven't seen anybody at the state level have the backbone and spine to do that except Roy Moore. And that's why they hate him so much, why they lied about him so much. But, you know, let's just take a look at what's going on here. When we look at this particular question, why does the president have a deadline and the Supreme Court doesn't have a deadline on this? Why can't they do this and say this is an urgent issue, so you're going to have to put this at the front of your court, or we're just going to proceed without you? Why couldn't they do that? Well, they could do that. I think the proper place for him to have this fight with them, however, is on the big pharmaceutical commercials. I think that'd be a great place. Because that would be that isn't an issue where the country is divided. The only division on that issue is between the American people on one side and the big pharmaceutical companies and the big media companies that they fund on the other side. That would be a winning issue for President Trump. And he could challenge this arbitrary authority of the lawyers on that issue. And that's where he needs to do it. We'll be right back. We'll talk about that.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most most banned network in the world.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens. Because we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes, go straight at them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Going round and round with the lawyers tied up, everything that President Trump wants to do. And again, the census question is the latest issue of this. And as Reason Magazine points out, we've got the Trump administration's double reversal on the census. It highlights the difficulties of dealing with a mercurial president who rules by tweet. I would say it also highlights the difficulties of dealing with the judicial masters that have usurped their authority over the presidency. And President Trump is not the first president to pretend that they are his masters. He just happens to be the president that they have opposed the most. And again, you know, Obama's position whenever he lost a court case, when you go back to Obamacare, he wanted to mandate subsidies. They said, well, I can just take this money from over here. And they said, no, you can't. The Congress has to allocate funds. And the Republican Congress sued him in court, a suit between the two different branches. And that would be something that the Supreme Court would hear, right? You would think. That is something that's in their authority, like, you know, disputes between two different states and so forth. But these, you know, just as each of these individual states can make their own laws. The president can do what is within his authority. The Congress can do what's within his authority. Now, when the president said, I'm just going to take this money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors, the Congress, the Republican Congress said, you don't have any authority to do that, to steal that money from private investors who had put their money in federally backed mortgage plan. And he took it to court. He lost in court. And the approach of the Obama administration and Eric Holder were to say, well, okay, we're going to appeal this and drag this out. We're going to run the clock out on this and keep this going. And that's exactly what they did. See, Obama's Justice Department, his lawyer, and the court system was fine with that. They said, okay, yeah, you know, people in the judicial system said, yeah, we agree with what Obama wants to do, so we'll let him play that game. We'll run the clock out on the people who won in court. It's just the opposite with President Trump. When President Trump loses, his attorney generals, whether it's Jeff Sessions or Attorney Barr, says, well, that's it. We're going to have to do it right now. We can appeal, but in the meantime, you're going to have to do what the court says right now. Obama took just the opposite approach. Obama said, well, we'll appeal that. Meanwhile, we're going to continue doing what I'm doing right now. And so they say, well, you know, we got to get this stuff printed. And so we're going to have to do this. If they want to go through and compile the numbers with the Commerce Department and Wilbur Ross, I'm telling you right now what's going to happen. Mark my words. There'll be a lawsuit once they come up with those numbers. And then they'll say, we don't have enough time to litigate this. We'll just have to cave on this because we got to have those numbers because you got to have congressional district lines drawn. And there's no time. We got to have it done by this amount of time, and there's no time. So you're just going to have to obey us because you're out of time, President Trump. Exactly the opposite of what Obama did to the Republicans in Congress. And so I disagree with this Reason magazine story. And I'll tell you why. This is the approach that most of the establishment press and the left press are taking. I'm not going to say this is a huge win. I don't think President Trump's position on this is winnable going through the Commerce Department. I don't think it's a genius move. I think it's a capitulation. I think he lost on this issue. And he is going to continue to lose if he doesn't stop this rule by lawyers, okay? It's not a rule of law. It's a rule by lawyers. They call it the rule of law here. Oh, well, it's good. He's obeyed the rule of law. No, he hasn't. He's obeyed the rules of lawyers. Last week, they say the Supreme Court ruled that Wilbur Ross's contrived rationale for reinstating the census citizenship question, that he could not do that. Well, again, they say that his rationale was contrived. Well, that's their subjective judgment of his motivation. Where do they get off passing judgment on motivation? This is what the Roberts court said, because Roberts sided with the four liberal justices. Okay, this is a political decision, folks, and Roberts is on the side of the left on this political decision. And here's what he had to say. The reasoned explanation requirement of administrative law is meant to ensure that agencies offer genuine justification for important decisions, reasons that can be scrutinized by courts and public opinion. Okay? Now, the interested public is what he had to say. So basically, he said, well, you know, we got to have you give us reasonable explanations for everything that you do, because the courts are going to have to scrutinize this. And anybody in the public needs to be able to scrutinize this. Let me tell you, he wrote that decision. He joined in that decision with the liberal wing on June the 28th, 2 days earlier, on June the 26th. The Daily Beast was just rolling in laughter. John Roberts isn't the conservative you thought he was. And they talk about how it was a surprise setback for small government conservatives. So 2 days before he wrote this, he said, we don't want the courts getting involved in asking the bureaucrats or different administrative agencies the basis for their rules. Do you understand? The whole point of this decision was to say, we have to ask questions and we got to get reasonable explanations because the courts have to review this. But 2 days earlier, they said, we don't want the courts reviewing all the reasons that the administrative state does things. As the Daily Beast pointed out, they said, when agencies make regulations, environmental rules, labor standards, health regulations, they're routinely taken to court, because you'll have one group that always say the regulations are too strict, another one that'll say that they're too lax. So no matter what happens, they always go to court. And they said it was a surprise setback for small government conservatives. Chief Justice Roberts, 2 days before this census question, provided the swing vote to save a key piece of the administrative state, and that is judicial deference to agency interpretations of regulations. They said they defer to agencies' interpretations of the laws that they enforce. It's what's called the Chevron deference, or to the regulations that they have written. The conservatives hoped that that would be shut down. They wanted to try to get some control over the administrative state because there is no supervision over the bureaucrats. Nobody supervises these unelected permanent bureaucrats, and nobody tells the courts what to do. They tell us what to do. The bureaucracies write the rules, not our elected representatives. The Supreme Court changes the Constitution, makes the rule of law. This is now the law of the land, as they say, right? Every Supreme Court decision, except the ones that they don't like Marsh versus Alabama, that even if the public square is privately owned, you can't shut down people's free speech. No, they don't pay attention to that one. That's not the law of the land. No, they have, Roe v. Wade, however, that is a law of the land, because, they like abortion. And so what they said with this was they said, we're going to defer, and we're going to we don't want to interfere with the administrative state. They don't have to give us reasons to be, to look at. They said, this case has to be understood against the background of conservatives' attack on the administrative state, said a Columbia Law School professor. Conservatives thought they had a slam dunk in this case. They argued that when the agency interprets its own rules, it's violating the Constitution's separation of powers. Interpretation of regulations is a judge's job. Now, that's what Roberts and the four liberals said. No. We're not going to get in their way. We're not going to second guess them. We're not going to ask them for their motivations or for their reasons. And then 2 days later, they said of the census question, well, you got to give us a reasoned explanation in administrative law because we're going to scrutinize that in the courts. And then they shut it down. See how these people lie to us? Back and forth. I mean, this is as bad as what Comey did with Hillary Clinton and the sailor, Christian Saucier. Oh, well, Hillary Clinton on this big issue, national security, 30,000 emails, virtually all of them born above top secret, many of them stamped top secret. She puts all these government documents on her private server, which in and of itself is a violation. That's okay, but we're going to lock up that sailor. And that's exactly what they did to the Trump administration on this census question. Totally hosed, totally gaslighted by the lawyers, including the attorney general. All right, we're part of our 34-hour broadcast, folks. I want you to take a look at the specials that we got at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars, and we've got some great specials right now. Our $17.76 worldwide special, we got a lot of products that are $17.76. We got many products that are 75% off. All of them at least 10% off. All of our clothing and apparel and hats and our new t-shirts, Betsy Ross shirts, all of those are $17.76. InfoWars.com.
As we gather this evening in the joy of freedom, we remember that all share a truly extraordinary heritage. Together, we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right and what they know is true. As long as we stay true to our cause, as long as we remember our great history, as long as we never, ever stop fighting for a better future, then there will be nothing that America cannot do.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Alexandra Acosta, the Labor Secretary under President Trump, who basically gave a pass to Epstein 13 years ago, is now stepping down as Labor Secretary. And I would say it's about time. He should have never gotten past the people who were vetting for President Trump. Another one of the failures of the people in the Trump cabinet. As Ann Coulter pointed out, the headline op-ed piece she had, Daily Caller picked it up. Ann Coulter said, get Alex Acosta, but also get the right guy, too. Get Epstein. Why are they focusing on this after 13 years? I've only seen one or two people say, this is President Trump making a move against the Clintons. Perhaps it is. I hope it is. I mean, Epstein was one of the founding fathers of the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, rather. There's two different things. There's the Clinton Foundation. There's the Clinton Global Initiative. They've got a lot of shell corporations to launder money, believe me. But he was one of the founding fathers of the Clinton Global Initiative. $4 million he gave. That's a chunk of change for a guy that's not technically a billionaire. He was reported as being a billionaire for quite some time, but he's got a lot of money. And we ought to take a look at all of the Democrat connections that he has, but of course the media is ignoring those. And they're focusing on this now simply because they see this as a way to get President Trump. And the biggest connection they've got on the Trump side is Alex Acosta. And it's more than time for him to move on. But I've talked about this in the past as well, talking about Ken Starr, who's now starting to make a comeback as a talking head on places like Fox News. Ken Starr, the guy who basically covered for Bill Clinton. And I'm telling you, he covered for Bill Clinton. Didn't pay any attention to all the rape allegations that were very substantial, believable, legit. We can now see that in retrospect. Didn't pay any attention to that. Didn't pay much attention to all the Whitewater shenanigans, all the MENA drug issues and so forth. Instead, he focused on the most minor misdemeanor thing that he could, which was a consensual affair with Monica Lewinsky that Bill Clinton lied about under oath. He said, oh, we'll get him for perjury. But Ken Starr gave him a pass on everything else. Ken Starr was the defense attorney. You forget this, okay? Alex Acosta was the prosecutor who gave him the pass. Ken Starr was Jeffrey Epstein's defense attorney. And Ken Starr, after that little episode, winds up at Baylor University, where he runs interference for the football team that was involved in sexual misconduct there. If you're ever caught in any real sexual misconduct, you need to get yourself Ken Starr, because he's got this reputation as being this spotless Christian lawyer. Kind of like Mike Pompeo. He's out there holding rallies at churches on behalf of Israel and quoting the Bible. And all this kind of, the guy that lies, cheats, steals. You know, we have training programs for that. And now he's got the pulpit as well. Give me a break. I'll tell you, you know, there are some people out there who are genuine in their convictions. I've got a story here about a candidate for governor in Mississippi. And he actually stood by his convictions, and he's getting hammered by CNN, hammered by the BBC. The BBC is looking at this. Look at this. This guy says he doesn't want a woman reporter who he's had a lot of interviews with, but she wants to ride along with him in his pickup truck as he's campaigning across Mississippi. And he said, no, I made a commitment. I'm a Christian. I made a commitment. I'm not going to do that. I committed to my wife. I'm not going to have somebody. If you want to, you can do that, but you got to bring along a male friend. Oh, she's not going to do that. I mean, it's not even a Christian principle issue. It's also, as he pointed out, in this age of Me Too, it's a pragmatic consideration. She could say anything. if she's traveling along with him privately. We'll be right back.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with Alexandra Acosta as she stepped down as Labor Secretary over this Epstein controversy. But I want to finish up on this situation of the census question. And I want to read you one final quote from Reason Magazine as they were criticizing President Trump. And I think their criticism is, of course, biased. They don't like President Trump. And as I said before, you know, the people are breaking down on every single issue, whether or not they like President Trump personally or not. They can't look at this stuff on an issue basis. President Trump makes the right decisions sometimes. Sometimes he makes the wrong decision. Sometimes he goes along with the conventional wisdom, you know, like as he's saying, well, yeah, the Russians hacked the election. No, they didn't, President Trump. You should know that. You had a briefing from William Binney. He's honest and he knows what he's talking about. He was the global technical head of the NSA for decades. And he told you how this could not have been hacked by the Russians. And now we've got a judge saying that these indictments by Mueller and by Rod Rosenstein, as President Trump is on his way to meet with Vladimir Putin, are nonsense. Nonsense. But of course, you know, there's people in the White House and President Trump, they feel like they've got to bow down. Okay, okay, we'll give you the point that the Russians hacked the election. No, they didn't. The people hacking the elections are the internet companies. Google, Facebook, Twitter, those people are hacking the elections. Not the people who took out a minuscule number of ads on one of those platforms. And when we look at what's going on with this, this whole idea that we have to bow down to what every single judge anywhere has, one judge can blackball any policy that the president has if they disagree with it politically. Mostly it's about the border. But as I'm going to point out in a few minutes here again, of course, it's the big pharmaceutical companies as well. If they don't like pharmaceutical regulations, a judge can shut that down. And it can be just as inconsistent as what we've seen with Hillary Clinton and her non-prosecution as they came after a Navy sailor. But here's what they had to say. Chief Justice Roberts' decision to sink the citizenship question by siding with the Supreme Court's four liberal justices is entirely the fault, said Reason Magazine, of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Ross was tasked with creating a legal rationale for the citizenship question because a Republican gerrymandering expert thought deliberately undercounting immigrant households would help the GOP win future elections. Not that the administration could say that in court, of course. Now, let's unpack this statement here. Who tasked him with having to give a rationale? 2 days before Roberts and the four liberals said, you've got to give us a reason for anything that you put out there. 2 days before that, these same five Supreme Court justices said, we don't want to burden the administrative state with having to provide us with reasons. We're going to let them do whatever they want. Then he says in this article in Reason Magazine, well, he had to do that, even though he didn't have a good reason for it. He had to do that because Republicans were worried about congressional districts. That's exactly what one of the judges who shut this question down said. The California federal judge who said you can't ask that question said it will cost California political power. It'll cost them representation and it will cost them money if you ask that question. So the judge said that. Here's Reason Magazine saying, well, Wilbur Ross had to give an answer, had to give a rationale for this, but he couldn't give an honest answer to this because he couldn't say that in court. Well, you had a judge say that in court on the side of the Democrats. So it's okay to be blatantly partisan on the side of Democrats. But you can't do that if you're a Republican, right? And so they go, the president will follow the rule of law. And that's a good thing. No, he's going to follow the rule of lawyers. And that's a bad thing. Because they're gaslighting him in every one of these issues. As President Trump tweeted, it seems totally ridiculous that our government and indeed our country cannot ask a basic question of citizenship. And it's a question that's always been asked. Yes, President Trump, it is ridiculous. It's also ridiculous that we don't have a separation of powers. We don't have a separation of powers within the federal government. Three co-equal branches, that's no longer a thing, right? And we don't have a separation of power between the federal government and the state governments and the people either, do we? It's all about the rule of lawyers. Because his attorney general tells him he's got to obey the Supreme Court, so he obeys the Supreme Court. It's asking too much that we have a president who reads the Constitution, isn't it? So we, you know, forget the bureaucracy. Forget all these spy agencies that tried to overthrow the election. President Trump is being manhandled, controlled, and compartmentalized and gaslighted by the judiciary. Just take a look at this. As I pointed out yesterday, this was a Harvard-Harris poll. A majority of Hispanic and Black Americans support President Trump's effort to ask the citizenship question. The Harvard-Harris poll says 55% of Hispanics want the citizenship question. 59% of Black Americans want the citizenship question. 67% of U.S. voters want the citizenship question. But you know what? It doesn't matter what 60 to 70% of the voters want. We don't have a voice. We don't have a vote. We have the opinion of five Supreme Court justices. That's the only vote that matters. And we can't do anything to get rid of them. And it doesn't matter who we elect. Because no matter who we elect as president, no matter who we elect in Congress, they all bow down to the rule of lawyers. As President Trump said, this is part of a broader left-wing effort to erode the rights of the American citizen. It's very unfair to our country. He's exactly right. But the only way he's going to stop that is if he acts like Andrew Jackson, if he does what Andrew Jackson did. Andrew Jackson said they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. That's what the founders said. That's the way it always was at the foundation of this country. That's what the Constitution says. The president has more power, quite frankly, than the Supreme Court because he has a way to get things done. He's got the control of the military. He has agencies that work for him. The Supreme Court is dependent on the president bowing down to them. In the same way that Congress bows down to them as well. And Congress bows down and abdicates its authority to the administrative state, to the bureaucracies. They don't write the laws anymore. They let those people write the laws. We don't have any representative government here. And let's take a look at this whole thing, the Russians hacked the election stuff. That's another one of these ridiculous narratives that everybody in Washington feels that they now have to bow down and say, yes, that's true. It's not true. You have in this case, a judge saying the right thing. Judge Dabney Friedrich ruled this week, the special counsel's indictment of a Russian troll farm, quote, does not link the defendants to the Russian government. Hear that, liberals? It alleges only private conduct by private actors. Mueller's office was caught off guard when some of the Russians actually showed up at the U.S. court to defend themselves. They didn't think that the Russians would ever come to America. That's why they did that public relations thing to stab President Trump in the back when he was on his way to meet with Vladimir Putin. Rod Rosenstein unveiled that stuff when he was in the air. Because it's, you know, they don't have to actually have a trial because they didn't expect any Russians to actually show up. Well, guess what? One of the two firms that they accused of hacking the election showed up. And now they're having this discussion. And the judge says, I don't think anyone, including, I'm sorry, that's somebody else's comment. They didn't anticipate that they would show up. What the judge had to say was he said, it is significant and prejudicial that the government itself drew a link between these defendants and the Russian government. Hear that? Significant and prejudicial. In short, the court concludes the government violated Rule 57.7 by making or authorizing the release of public statements that leaked the defendants' alleged activities to the Russian government. In other words, they lied about it. And it turns out that one of Mueller's own team said, there's no connection between these troll farms and the government. The troll farms said, we didn't do anything.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over 2 decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in 2 refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in 3 different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, when we look at these judicial actions against President Trump, they're actually far more effective than what we've seen with this attempted coup by the FBI, the CIA, British intelligence. That is all unraveling now, and that went on for a couple of years. But what we're seeing here with the judiciary is something that's been going on for a very long time with a lot of different presidents, and they're going to politically block everything the president has to do. With this, with the border, we've seen this. Of course, you know, we can go anywhere we want, start any war anywhere. We can destroy borders in other countries. We can overthrow regimes. We can protect their borders. We can do anything anywhere else. But we can't send our military to our own border to protect ourselves. And, of course, with the pharmaceutical companies, they can mandate. You know, the administrative state can mandate what they have to say on any of these Ask Your Doctor ads, but they can't tell them they got to give the price. How do you arbitrarily cut that, right? It's absolutely insane. But let's go back to what's going on in court as they pull back the lies about Russian collusion to overthrow the election. Again, as President Trump was on his way to meet with Vladimir Putin, they said, oh, look, you know, we've got indictments against all these different people. They didn't expect them to show up in court. One of them did show up. Mueller claims that the IRA, a Russian troll farm, was the second of two principal interference operations. As the judge acknowledged, the IRA, which actually didn't do anything but put out, as they point out in this article on Zero Hedge, all they did was put out juvenile clickbait that was mostly unrelated to the election. It's absolutely nonsense. The judge has said you violated Rule 57.7. You made or authorized release of public statements that linked the defendant's alleged activities to the Russian government. There is no evidence of this. It is significant. It is prejudicial what the former Department of Justice did. And it's absolute total nonsense. Actually, not the former Department of Justice. It's what the Mueller people did. And so the connection between these troll farms and the Russian government is nonsense, says the judge. But the connection between what they did, putting out some clickbait ads that mostly didn't have anything to do with the election, that's even more ridiculous to say that that rigged the election. And they go on and say, it's not only just the judge who says that the Russian troll farm did not act for the Russian government. It's also one of Mueller's own prosecutors. This was tweeted out by Aaron Mate. He said, at a May 28th hearing, Jonathan Kravis, who works for Mueller, said the report does not say that the Russian government participated in the troll farm's activity. And he's got a highlighted snapshot of the transcript from the court right there. So the judge, as well as one of Mueller's own people, says, these activities by the troll farm that are alleged to have affected the election, well, even if they did, and of course they didn't, it's not connected to the Russian government. Mueller's own team said that, and yet they use that as an indictment to try to sully the president on his way to a summit with Vladimir Putin. Let's take a look at what's going on with General Flynn. As Jonathan Turley points out, he's not very sympathetic to this because I think Jonathan Turley doesn't really know what's going on in Turkey. He doesn't understand the back and forth between Erdogan and the Gulenists. We are right in the middle of all that. As a matter of fact, I've had Mark Hall on the program many times who did a documentary about charter schools, and he showed the worst case scenario of how charter schools can go wrong, and he used the Fethullah Gulen schools that are massive in terms of their footprint here in Texas and the rest of the country. They're getting now about $750 million of taxpayer money every year to run these schools. Now, here in the United States, these schools maintain a position of being secular, but there's a lot of political influence that is going on between members of Congress, both Republican and Democrat. It's bipartisan, the corruption. These people are taking junkets that are paid for by the Glenists. The Glenists are running in all the rest of the world. They're running these schools as religious schools, as madrasas. And they're scrupulously trying to maintain that separation of religion here in the United States so they can get $750 million. But make no doubt about it, this is a massive movement that not only seeks to challenge Erdogan in Turkey. There's a lot of political organizations that are aligned with Fethullah Gulen in Turkey. That's why you saw the coup a couple of years ago, the coup attempt, whether that was really a coup attempt or whether that was Erdogan rounding up the people who are opposed to him, who knows? But of course, that back and forth competition is at the basis of this. General Flynn was one of the people who wanted to get Fethullah Gulen out of this country. Fethullah Gulen wants to run a worldwide caliphate. So, by the way, does Erdogan. I mean, neither one of these guys are good guys. But do we really want Fethullah Gulen here in the United States protected by the CIA and getting $750 million every year and educating our children? I don't think so. And so what Jonathan Turley is saying is that he sees some interesting shifts in the Flynn case because he has dumped his legal team last month. Oh, you know, by the way, just to jump back to this census question, just to show you how rigged this whole court system is, the fact that Attorney General Barr said, we got a different group of lawyers. You want a different justification for this? You want us to define this a little bit more detail for you, how this actually fits in the Constitution to ask the census question? All right, well, I've got some more lawyers. Maybe they can explain it to you. But, oh, no, you can't change your lawyers. It's like, what? You can't change your legal team? This is how out of control the politicized judiciary is now. You can't, President Trump, you can't even change your legal team, really. Well, fortunately, the judge allowed General Flynn to change his legal team. He dumped it last month. And he is, as Jonathan Turley says, he may now be willing to risk a longer sentence in favor of currying favor with Trump by confronting the prosecutors. Well, confronting these guys is the right thing to do anyway. What he points out is that Flynn now says that the government was trying to get him to give false evidence in the trial of a former business partner. His last name is Keon. Keon was indicted last year in federal court in Virginia as part of a federal investigation into Turkey's secret 2016 lobbying campaign for Turkey. As they point out, the current leader of Turkey, President Erdogan, is obsessed with a Turkish cleric living in the United States. That's the way Jonathan Turley points out. That's the guy I was talking about, Fethullah Gulen. And as we pointed out, the corruption and the allegations of corruption within the Glenist movement here in the United States, the Glenist hacked our website and put up a fake story with my name on it when I reported on it. I just listed what other people had done. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they work. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature, but Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to comment briefly on the social media conference that happened at the White House yesterday. And of course, everybody in the media is focused on this dust-up that happened after the fact. You had some back-and-forth yelling from the White House press corps that believes that they need to have a monopoly on everything, right? This is it's this little trade guild. And it's like, what are these people doing here? They don't have anything to say. And so some words were exchanged between Sebastian Gorka and a reporter for Playboy. And, of course, Acosta had some comments to talk about how, you know, they are the real journalists. It's the same sort of thing we saw with Vice gloating about Tommy Robinson going to jail and said, this guy who is a self-appointed journalist. Well, you know what? Anybody that records what they see is a journalist. Yeah, if you don't do it honestly, you can get a job working for CNN. But we don't get our credentials, fortunately, from the government, even though the left wants that to happen. And that's exactly what does happen with the White House press corps. And they are Exhibit A as to why you don't want to have a credentialed press. Exhibit A. Because it turns into this little clique, this little politicized clique that tries to spin the news. But, of course, apart from that, let's just take a look at the summit itself. You also had CBS and other people who, again, want to get back to their monopoly of information, primarily by silencing you. Because you can be a journalist, right? If you are on social media, to some extent, you're a journalist. If you are reading and commenting and giving your opinion or whatever, or you're showing people what you see on the spot, I mean, people being able to take film on the spot of what they see happening and immediately put it up on social media, that is far more powerful than having a few anointed professional people who are going to get there after the fact. People with cell phones being able to comment, put stuff up on social media, that is very, very powerful, very effective. We've seen a lot of breaking news that way just because everybody's got a camera. And they can journal that on social media if they're allowed. That has gotten out of hand for the people who want to have monopoly on information, and so they're shutting that down. And that's why, theoretically, you should have this kind of conference. But when you look at the people that were there, I mean, I'm not knocking everybody that was there, but I'm looking at some of the individuals like Turning Point USA and the Heritage Foundation, which is the biggest conservative think tank. They dominate everything. And, of course, you know, they would be there for that reason alone. But I looked at that and I thought, what is the Heritage Foundation, what is their position on this social media censorship? And so I went to their website and looked, and there's absolutely nothing. Nothing about it. They have nothing to say. I went back to, I searched to see if they'd had anything about social media. The most recent paper that they had about social media was going back to 2017, saying the U.S. should tread carefully on social media vetting. And at that point in time, in 2017, they were worried about social media and terrorism. And they thought that the government really should be involved in shutting down things that might be recruiting people for ISIS and that type of thing. And, of course, that is one of the many justifications that the government has used to say to these internet companies, you will shut down what we tell you to shut down, and you will do it at a certain amount of time. You're going to have to do it quickly. And we've had a lot of governments all over the world give them time limits, especially in the EU. If we flag something, we want you to take it down, you better take that down right away. You know, we're going to give you X number of hours to take that down. This censorship, folks, if you haven't noticed, is being driven by the government. And then the government pretends that it's not violating the First Amendment. It's not censoring things. And, of course, you know, a lot of this justification is coming from people, oh, well, we don't want anything that's going to be bullying to anybody. As Paul Joseph Watson pointed out yesterday, is there anybody there that's actually been censored in a big way by social media? I mean, you know, Project Veritas, yeah, they've been censored. Haven't been deplatformed yet. They haven't been depersoned yet. They haven't had Facebook come out and say, like they did for Alex Jones and for Paul Joseph Watson and many of the people who are not there, Gavin McInnes, Laura Loomer, others, to say, you can't say anything about these people unless you're saying negative things about them. And, oh, by the way, we won't do anything to you if you want to threaten violence or even put out death threats against these people that we don't like. They're not going to talk about that kind of stuff if you don't take the people who are at the tip of the spear, the people who have been censored the most. And then take a look at what the quote, this is what got me looking up the Heritage Foundation. When I saw this article, they had a quote from the Vice President for Communications at the Heritage Foundation. Wouldn't you think that he would want to have a free and open marketplace of ideas? Wouldn't you think that The digital public square being open would be something that a guy who's vice president for communications at the Heritage Foundation would want? Well, evidently not. He's more interested in big business. Rob Bluey, vice president for communications at the Heritage Foundation, said, quote, if the government were to get involved, it would lead to more problems. He thinks that market pressure can produce positive changes. Good luck with that. I mean, if you think that market pressure could make changes, if you want to have a marketplace where you make changes, about the only way that that could happen would be if President Trump, with his massive popularity, would go to a free speech platform like Gab or one of the others that have come up. He could turn Twitter into yesterday's news in no time at all. And he could make that other platform. But look, as I've pointed out before, if you don't understand that this is a public-private partnership to control speech and news, you haven't been paying attention. They even say it in the hearings. You even had, going back to November of 2017, where these guys didn't seem to notice that either at the Heritage Foundation, you had in testimony a guy working with the intelligence agencies and a former military individual had said, we've got to silence. He said, we got an information war, the same thing Hillary Clinton said. We're losing this information war. We have to silence the cannons on social media. We can't have division. We've all got to be saying the same thing, which is exactly what they've always worked for. That's why they had ABC, CBS, and NBC reading essentially press releases from the government establishment. They all said the same thing. They all covered the same issues. And they want to get back to that. And so they don't have three networks anymore. They got three big internet giants who are going to make sure that that happens. And that's the real issue. Then you got Charlie Kirk at Turning Point USA. Hopefully these companies can self-correct. You hear that? You think, Charlie, that these companies are going to self-correct? What planet is this guy on? How did Charlie Kirk get to the social media? This guy is so out of touch with what's going on. You think that Twitter and Google and Facebook are going to self-correct Charlie Kirk? This is the guy who is such a sycophant that he congratulated President Trump when Botswana said, we're not going to persecute gays anymore in our country. See, that's President Trump. He's having a big effect on that. You know, President Trump came out for the LGBT agenda. And look at that. We've now got Botswana. It's no longer going to persecute gays. Well, that's fine. But that's not what we voted for, Charlie. And the companies are not going to self-correct. Maybe President Trump thinks that everything is just fine. You know, he said, well, you know, I probably could have won without social media. He doesn't really need your help anymore. He doesn't need a free press. America needs a free press, however. Maybe Trump can get elected if he keeps his Twitter account. We'll see.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens, because we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes, go straight at them! Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles. And there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain.
All right, let's switch out of politics and let's get into real life here. But it's kind of a bridge. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the gubernatorial race in Mississippi. You have a female reporter. Her name is Larison Campbell. She went on CNN and is described as a CNN interview by the BBC. She did a CNN interview, her and the governor. Actually, it was a debate that CNN set up between the two of them. And what is her beef with this gubernatorial candidate? Well, she said she wanted to shadow him on a 15-hour ride-along on his campaign, but was denied because of her sex. Mr. Foster, the candidate, said he was acting out of precaution and did not want to raise any suspicions about his marriage. He said, "This is my truck, and in my truck, we go by my rules." He cited his religion and faith. He argued that he had made a vow to his wife not to be alone with someone of the opposite sex. He cited a rule by Billy Graham, who had said that he would not spend time alone with any woman who was not his wife. And the same thing is said by Vice President Pence. And as a matter of fact, Billy Graham had said, I won't even get into an elevator alone with another woman because I don't want to be accused of any misconduct. Now, they mock that. But the reality is that we live in a Me Too world. It's never been a more pragmatic reason to do that. Certainly, he did it for other reasons, for reasons of principle. But there's also a pragmatic point to that, and he pointed that out. The gubernatorial candidate said, perception is a reality in this world, and I don't want to give anybody the opinion that I'm doing something that I should not be doing. And he said, with the Me Too movement, men are under attack all the time, and I'm not going to allow myself to be put into a situation with any female where they can make an accusation against me without somebody else being there as a witness. So it's simply smart to do something like that. If you don't think that's a good idea, way before we had Me Too, take a look at the presidential campaign of Gary Bauer. He was somebody who was very outspoken. He was part of the moral majority, decided he would run for president. And yet, he had to withdraw his campaign because people in his own staff were very concerned about the amount of time that he spent behind closed doors in his office alone with a particular female staff member. And so, even within his own camp, people were wondering about what was going on. And he basically couldn't give a good answer, and he stepped down, stopped the campaign. And this guy's saying the same thing. But listen to the way she came back at this. Now, she has, as I point out, the BBC, she's interviewed him multiple times. So he doesn't have a problem giving her an interview. But she called him sexist anyway. She argued that if she was expected to go along by his rules and his truck, then he should provide the male chaperone. No, he shouldn't. She's not entitled to do an interview with him. Quite frankly, most candidates want to have all the press exposure that they can get. So he's putting his principles ahead of that. You know, I've been talking a lot about lawyers and everything. I know when my wife and I were doing adoption, we had a lawyer who had asked us about our background. We had gotten out of the video business because we said, look, we just no longer felt that we could do that. We didn't want to be that tied to Hollywood. And so we said, we got out of that business because of personal convictions. And the lawyer wrote us back and said, please detail the nature of these convictions and the penalties involved. Because, you know, there's multiple definitions for convictions, but lawyers only have one definition, and that's if you lose in court. They don't have any moral convictions, and so they didn't really understand what that was about. But Ms. Campbell said, what you're saying here is that a woman is a sexual object first and a reporter second. No, it's not saying that. It's just saying it's all about appearances, and we ought to understand that. Look, this is a guy. If I was voting in Mississippi, he would have my vote. Wouldn't it be nice for a change if we had some people that had personal convictions instead of criminal convictions or escaping those criminal convictions in office? My goodness. But yet both the BBC and CNN are really upset about the fact that this guy has got Christian convictions. You know, there was another story my wife sent to me about a Chick-fil-A manager who changed the flat tire for a 96-year-old World War II veteran. He goes to the restaurant and he's all upset about it. He doesn't have the strength to change his tire. And this Chick-fil-A manager, without even asking this 96-year-old World War II veteran's sexual orientation or what gender he identified with, this Chick-fil-A manager just went out and changed the tire for him. And I looked at this article and I thought, you know, I bet when it got finished and the guy said thank you, he probably said my pleasure, because that's what they teach them at Chick-fil-A. I don't know, you know, but of course Chick-fil-A has to be hated just like this gubernatorial candidate in Mississippi, because, you know, we have to hate all Christian values. A good example of this, of course, is the U.S. lesbian soccer team and how much they hate the Christian player that they drove out of the soccer team. And I didn't see this article at first about this player. She was number one in her position throughout the United States. Her name was Jalene Hinkle. She was outspoken about her Christian convictions. And, you know, they drove her off the team because they told everybody during the month of June, you're going to have to wear gay pride jerseys, rainbow colored jerseys for Gay Pride Month. And she said, I can't do that. I don't want to have to celebrate that. I don't agree with that. All right, you're off the team. You're off the team. And she was black. Do you remember when they got finished with the victory and how they were rubbing at everybody's noses as they were celebrating it? And they were criticized in France because the team, they said, was too white. And when I talked about it, I said, you know, they just can't win. When they start playing these identity politics games, they just can't win. They can virtue signal about being women. They can virtue signal about being lesbians, but they're all white. And they could have had a black woman on the team who was really good. But, you know, she was a Christian, so they had to let her go. That's the way these people roll. And then look at what they did in this parade that they had in New York. It's not just Megan Rapinoe, but it's also Ashlyn Harris. And a lot of video is circulated around with her. As a matter of fact, back in 2016, there are articles about meet the seven openly gay players of the National Women's Soccer League. So does that mean the other four are in the closet? I don't know what the deal is, but look at the way they conducted themselves in this parade. Breitbart has this article. Another member of the U.S. women's national team has been seen in an expletive-laden rant on video, the goalkeeper. She was dropping F-bombs during Wednesday's World Cup celebration parade in New York. She said things like, you're effing welcome for this content, bitch. This content's effing gold, bitch. Had a video of one of the other soccer players twerking. And then she's yelling at another one to get your butt in the effing locker room, bitch. And then finally this one, pay us, bitch. Everything, you get the idea. She has a limited vocabulary, to say the least. But this whole thing about pay us, bitch, right? They want equal pay. And this is a big issue here. Well, if they want equal pay, how about equal competition? You want to be paid like men? Why don't you play the men? Why do we need to have two different leagues here, right? Why do we need to have one for the women and one for the men? They can't compete. So if they can't compete, they don't get paid equally. That's the issue. Hey, folks, we're going to take a break here. We're going to be right back. Again, we got 8 hours left of this 34-hour broadcast, our 1776 worldwide, and we have some massive specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We want to make this a win-win situation for you as well as for us. It's the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com that fund this operation. You are our only sponsor. And to make it easier for you to sponsor us, to make it easier for you to get the best quality supplements, vitamins, minerals that you can find, and many other products. We've got a lot of apparel that's there, $17.76. We have a lot of items that are $17.76 in price. We got things like Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, our B12 formula, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, Ultra Bone Broth, Lung Cleanse, Winter Sun Plus, that's our vitamin D formula. We got products that are at least 10% off, up to 75% store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
As we gather this evening In the joy of freedom, we remember that all share a truly extraordinary heritage. Together, we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right and what they know is true. As long as we stay true to our cause, as long as we remember our great history, as long as we never, ever stop fighting for a better future, then there will be nothing that America cannot do.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, yesterday I was talking about the absurdity, the judicial tyranny, telling the Trump administration that they couldn't tell the people running the big pharmaceutical companies running the Ask Your Doctor ads that they had to list the price if it was above a certain amount per month. And some of the, you look at the 10 most heavily advertised drugs, they go anywhere from the high $300 range per month up to $17,000 per month. You can understand why they don't want you to ask your doctor about that, right? Or ask your insurance company about that. But again, you know, how could a judge say that President Trump can't do something like that to expose the truth of price gouging when, as I pointed out, you've got people getting together in a group who are diabetic and they travel over 800 miles from Minneapolis up into Canada because they can get their insulin up there for something 20 some odd dollars instead of about $350 in the U.S. That's the kind of price gouging that's going on, and they're being protected by the bureaucracy, by the FDA, by the judiciary here in the United States. President Trump tries to expose that, and the judiciary shuts him down. And that's where he needs to have the fight with these people. As I said before, Republicans and Democrats would both support President Trump, and he could show how the judiciary is exceeding their authority. He could say, I have the authority to do this. Clearly, you've recognized we have the authority to make them list all the side effects. And then we have this story come out yesterday. Another study out of Germany. No evidence of added benefit in most new drugs, finds a study done by the German Institute for Quality and Efficiency in Healthcare. They said half of the new drugs entering the German healthcare system show absolutely no added benefit. No added benefit. And understand, when we look at the hundreds of thousands of people who die every year from legal prescription drugs, that the FDA is not even doing a halfway decent job of screening for safety, let alone for efficacy, for effectiveness. They said the study found that only 6% of psychiatric drugs showed any added benefit, along with 17% of diabetes drugs. And again, that story about the people who needed to take insulin for diabetes, you know, they put sugar and everything in our food here in the United States. And as a result, people are getting diabetes at a much higher rate. Then they can sell insulin, and then they can sell it at 10 to 15 times the price that it cost up, even up in Canada, to the American people. And you can't tell anybody about it, say the judges, as they try to shut down the regulations from the Trump administration. I had a listener send me this story. Said, here in my area in Virginia, Eli Lilly, which was one of the companies that was mentioned in the price gouging for insulin, Eli Lilly had started a $325 million plant in Virginia, and they just abandoned it. a little over a year ago. So you've got this half-done $325 million pharmaceutical plant. They just stopped it. 120-acre park that they had set up. They demolished everything, started building it, and then just walked away. And, of course, their primary product, as they point out in this article, was going to be, wait for it, insulin. They don't want to increase the supply of insulin in the United States. They might have to lower the price or something, right? And then we have this for big pharmaceutical companies. The U.S. government is bragging about the fact that they have got a settlement, $1.4 billion from one of the many pharmaceutical companies that were pushing this opioid epidemic. And again, a settlement because they were lying to doctors, lying to patients, manipulating everybody. $1.4 billion to end the criminal and civil probes. I'm going to tell you how that compares to the amount of money that the U.S. government is paying for people who are suffering from that.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about the resignation of Labor Secretary Alex Acosta after this Epstein controversy. And again, this is something that they're trying to use to come after President Trump. They didn't care about it. For 12 or 13 years, they didn't care about it. It's something that should have kept him from becoming labor secretary. It was a poor job by the people who were vetting the people for President Trump. He should have never been put in office. But let's not lose sight of the fact that Jeffrey Epstein, as Ann Coulter pointed out, this is now the third time people have tried to put him behind bars for what we all know he did, right? There's no question about this. And yeah, it is criminal what he was able to get away with. It's criminal what Acosta did stepping down as a prosecutor. It's even worse what the local prosecutor did. And it was just as bad what Ken Starr did as the defense attorney for Epstein. And again, there's no excuse for having put him into this position. He is alleged to have told the people who are vetting him for President Trump, I was told that he had high connections with intelligence agencies and to back off. Well, if that's true, that is not an excuse. That is a reason to show this guy the door. Evidently, they didn't do that. But I've got a little bit more I want to say about the opioid epidemic. Again, Suboxone is a pharmaceutical company that is now going to pay a record $1.4 billion to end criminal and civil probes into the marketing of its addiction treatment medication, making it the largest settlement reached in the opioid crisis so far, because we still have many other companies. We have Purdue Pharmaceutical. We have a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson. A lot of different companies were involved in these types of lies. But of course, you know, we can't even tell the American public how much they're charging people for this type of thing. The revolving door between this unconstitutional agency, the FDA, the federal government has no authority to shut down treatments. And again, shutting down safe, natural, effective treatments, moving their authority into areas that they've never asserted their authority before, saying that you can't use your own stem cells to treat and to heal your body, not just to cover up pain like they do with these pharmaceuticals, the opioid epidemic. For the longest time, they've been locking people in jail for using medical marijuana, which was masking symptoms for the most part, but it could actually stop the, it was very effective in terms of pain medication, far more effective than opioids. As a matter of fact, they use medical marijuana to help people who are addicted to opioids. How about that? That's why we lock people up who use the marijuana, but these opioid companies were allowed to continue for decades, right? Decades. Think about that. Go back to when Rush Limbaugh got addicted to that. Go back to the, that was back in the 90s, I think. Maybe it wasn't back that far, but I know in the 2016 election, we had Chris Christie telling the sad story of somebody that he knew that got addicted to opioids because he injured his back. And it destroyed his marriage. He lost his job as a very successful partner in a law firm. Eventually, he committed suicide after he lost all of his money, lost his family, lost his job. He committed suicide. And then Chris Christie pivots to saying, that's why we got to prohibit marijuana. It's like, what? What are you talking about? That's what the safe alternative to this thing where people are making so much money. But if you think that $1.4 billion is a good deal, just consider this. In March of this year, Health and Human Services released an additional $487 million to supplement first-year funding through its State Opioid Response Grant Program that awards money to states and territories as part of their five-point opioid strategy. And they said at the time that brings the total amount of those grants to help states and territories help people who are now addicted to opioids. It brought it up to, guess what? $1.4 billion, exactly what they got from this one company. And that's only the amount of money that they've allocated this year to date. So this is a tiny fraction of what we're talking about here. The harm that's been done by the big pharmaceutical companies. And now they're mandating that you take vaccines that 33 years ago they gave legal immunity to the pharmaceutical companies. No matter what they do, whether it's even a manufacturing area, they have absolutely no liability, no legal liability for any damage that they do to people. Yeah, you can go, if you know about it, you can fight for years in an arbitration process in a secret vaccine court, if you know about it, and maybe you'll get a little bit of compensation for it, maybe not. They've given out billions of dollars, but it's not a lot considering the fact that most people don't even know about that court, considering the fact that when you look at what Bayer Monsanto has been hit with just one judgment, you know, they got an $80 million judgment against them for claims that they had caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The jury said, yes, you did. And they gave an award of 80 some odd million dollars in one case. The next case, they said, yeah, you caused the cancer. They gave them $260 million. In the next case, a couple that both got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, used to be a very rare disease, they said $2 billion. So there you are, three cases and well over $2 billion. But, of course, if you're injured with vaccines, no, not going to get much for that. Going to fight them for years, not going to get much for that. And, of course, it could be, as I said, not even a problem with the drug itself. It could be a manufacturing error. And they still are going to be protected. That's why President Trump needs to fight them on this issue with the pricing. It would be a win-win issue. It'd be the right thing to do. President Trump is trying to stop the price gouging from the pharmaceutical companies, a big part of our out-of-control medical costs in this country. And he could win on that issue. Everybody would support him on that issue, and he could use it to pull back this unconstitutional authority that the judiciary is exercising over the executive branch. Let's move on to the child trafficking issues. And before we do, before we get into Epstein, I just wanted to point out that we've got the FBI looking into the murder of an Arkansas senator, reports True Pundit. They said that this former Arkansas senator, and you may have seen this, it was a murder mystery, actually, about a month or so ago. And they have charged somebody, actually it was June 4th. She was gunned down, and her body was discovered outside of her home about 2 hours northeast of Little Rock on June the 4th, dead from multiple gunshots. A friend of hers has been formally charged with the murder. Rebecca Lynn O'Donnell, 48, was charged with capital murder. However, she was also investigating. She's a former Republican state senator. She was investigating a CPS child kidnapping and pornography ring, a syndicate operating in Arkansas. And now, apparently, from some sources tell True Pundit that the FBI is looking into that connection into that murder. With the murder suspect already in custody, federal law enforcement sources have revealed that Collins Smith, at the time of her death, was probing child pornography cases linked to a child trafficking syndicate in Arkansas. One law enforcement source, reports True Pundit, said she had developed this information through contacts and people very close to her. The plan was to go public with all of it or to hand it to law enforcement outside of Arkansas. And now she has been shot dead. This is why, perhaps, Epstein has gotten away with this. It is absolutely amazing how widespread this child pornography and these sex rings are with the elite. We'll be right back.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trusts of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true Alpha Male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. One more thing about this Arkansas State Representative. Again, this was a Child Protective Services unit, and she's been a very vocal critic of the Arkansas CPS. She was probing the corrupt agency for a pay-to-play adoption scheme with foster parents, federal sources said. According to reports and interviews, Arkansas CPS is also missing an estimated $40 to $50 million that has vanished. And again, this representative who was probing that was shot with multiple gunshot wounds. They came after a friend of hers, but now they're looking at other issues related to CPS and child pornography ring. So that brings us back to Epstein. Again, this is pervasive in our society. And we're going to take a look at some of the connections there as we've got Labor Secretary Acosta saying he is going to step down, and as he should. I hope that this is going to be something where they actually do something about this. One of the things, if they're serious about this type of thing, they could do would be to change the statute of limitations. They have it at a very short period of time, 3 years. They do this because the elites who are involved in this want to make sure they can get away with it. It's very difficult for children to come to terms with this, to blow the whistle on this in a three-year period. They know that. That's why it is so short. That's why they got a hold of the Cardinal Pell in Australia, because Australia eliminated that. You shouldn't have a statute of limitations on that. Look, if a lot of time has passed, it's going to make it difficult to prove. But it always takes a very long time. It always takes longer than 3 years. But you have these people selected because they are blackmailable. That's why they chose Dennis Hastert in the Republican Party, a guy who was very well known as a pedophile when he was a wrestling coach in high school. They eventually got him over things that were not crimes, because the statute of limitations on the real crime had vanished. They got him for taking out his money in structured withdrawals. That should not even be a crime. That was what he was sent to jail on. But they should go back and they should change that statute of limitations. So for all the virtue signaling that you see going on and people pointing fingers, it's the Clintons, it's the Trumps, and also, look, it is the Clintons. I don't think the President Trump is involved in this whatsoever. They're trying to smear him with his association with Acosta, the guy who helped him to get off. But I don't think it's Trump. I'd be very surprised to find out that he had anything to do with it. As a matter of fact, we've got a couple of quotes we'll play for you from Trump. But it is about getting this together and blackmailing people. Ann Coulter had something to say about that. She also wrote a op-ed piece on it. But let's play that clip, video clip. I think it's number 4.
According to both the girls' accounts, he wanted them to have sex with powerful men, come back to him and report on it, describe what they wanted, what their fetishes were, and he had cameras throughout the house. So this is obviously for blackmailing purposes. It just seems to me there is a bigger, something much bigger is behind this, perhaps a state sponsor, powerful enough people for, as the evidence I described for the original state charge, forget the, you know, Democrat, Republicans, whatever. It just seems to me there's something, a very powerful force behind what's going on here, and I am still nervous about this not coming to a conclusion. Somehow,
really?
Compromised.
Even with all of this, you think that?
Well, only because, you know, I've been following this for 15 years now, and it's just unbelievable how it gets swept under. The weird thing
is, never
the
been
one
as,
advantage. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
It's never been as big as this, though. I mean, this is it. They've, you know, I mean, I know that
yes.
you had that sweetheart deal before, but wow, this is not going under the rug again. The genie's out of the bottle, it seems.
I hope that's right.
I don't know. I think we've also had, again, other people who are investigating this. One individual who has an organization to stop trafficking said that she was told that when Acosta was being vetted, he was told, this guy's got big connections, back off, back off. So they just dropped the 53-page indictment and gave him a sweetheart deal. Yeah, you know, because, hey, big people are involved. As a matter of fact, there's other allegations of this. There are documents that show that Jeffrey Epstein's trafficking aircraft shared the same tail number as a State Department Bronco used under contract by DynCorp. DynCorp, when they were trafficking minors in Bosnia and other parts of the Balkan states, had a plane that had the same tail number as Jeffrey Epstein's plane. They said, if this was issued by some sort of accident, or if one of the two planes was decommissioned, the statistical odds of two planes sharing the same number would be about 1 in 900,000. I said in 2002, the year Epstein's aircraft fleet stands accused of flying underage teen girls, some of them between the ages of 12 and 15, it coincides with DynCorp's trafficking in underage females between the ages of 12 and 15, from Kosovo and Bosnia in the Balkans. Complicating matters is the fact that a Cessna model aircraft also uses tail number, the same tail number. That aircraft, according to FAA reports, was registered with a tail number N474AW on August the 1st, 2014, was owned by Centurion Aviation. Previous plane was listed by the FAA as a multiple record assignee, and that was the Bronco, used by DynCorp under contract to the owner, the United States Department of State. Oh, you think he might have some connections with the Department of State? With the CIA? With the Clintons? Oh, gee, I wonder. You know, this guy who gave $4 million is one of the founding fathers of the Clinton Global Initiative? Epstein? Epstein also has a history of underage girls from the Balkan states, from purchasing his Yugoslavian sex slave, Nadia Marcinkova, to the modeling agency that he had with Jean-Luc Brunel to traffic Eastern European girls to a dinner party, Vanity Fair mentions, where guests were horrified as they were surrounded by Epstein's young, quote-unquote, Russian girls. Is there some kind, you know, is there a blackmailing operation here? Is the government involved? Is the Clinton administration involved? You know, and Coulter went on to say, yeah, let's get Alex Acosta, but let's also get the right guy as well. You heard her saying, she'd been following this for a long time. She said, look, it's 13 years late. And the only reason they're paying attention to this is because they think that they've got a Trump connection. They think they can smear President Trump. But let's look at some of the other people that are connected to Epstein. It's come out that George Stephanopoulos also joined Clinton on the pedophile island. We've got Chucky Schumer getting thousands in donations from Jeffrey Epstein. This was pointed out by the New York Post. FEC records show that Schumer received seven $1,000 donations from Epstein between 92 and 97. And his grand total comes up to $22,000 that Schumer and Schumer-linked entities received from Epstein. Oh, what a surprise. Juanita Broderick, however, is not surprised about any of this. And she says Bill Clinton's statements about Jeffrey Epstein, she said his denials are absolutely worthless. And she's absolutely not. I don't know anybody believes this. But, of course, the media focuses exclusively on trying to tie this to Trump, as does Google.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change. And how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity Water Filter today. Support mankind by being prepared. And support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Thank you. Welcome back. So we look at this. The mainstream media and everybody, of course, are trying to link this to President Trump and the Democrats. The fingerprints and their donation receipts are all over this. $4 million from Epstein to start the Clinton Global Initiative. $20,000+ from Chuck Schumer and various entities. As a matter of fact, $22,000 that he received over the years. George Stephanopoulos accompanying Bill Clinton to the Lolita Island or whatever is a private sex island. And President Trump talked about this a few years ago, going back to 2015 when he was at CPAC. President Trump had this to say, video clip number 3.
Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
The famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, exactly. And here's some of the problems that are coming out with this. As we see, Juanita Broderick saying, your denials are absolutely worthless. She said, you raped me in 1978. I've had to live with that horrific memory all these years while you made statements of denial through your attorneys. You were too much of a coward to say it yourself. The majority of Americans, including Democrats, now realize you are a sexual predator who has never been brought to justice. He wasn't brought to justice because Ken Starr helped to take the charges away from him. And then Ken Starr was the defense attorney for Jeffrey Epstein that cut that deal with Acosta. Anyway, she tweeted that out. And Breitbart has a list of some of the problems, the contradictions of the spokesperson for Bill Clinton in denying any involvement here with Jeffrey Epstein. Number one, Clinton's statements claim that he made a total of 4 trips only on Epstein's private jet. There are widespread reports of many others. As a matter of fact, Fox News had previously reported flight records that show from 2001 to 2003, Clinton took at least 26 trips aboard Epstein's jet that they called the Lolita Express. And the spokesperson said that between 2002 and 2003, he took a total of only 4 trips. So a big discrepancy there. I mean, think about that. 26 different trips in a 2-year period. And that's a lot of vacations, isn't it? I mean, even if it was, even if it was legit. Newsweek reported on a previous Gawker story exposing flight logs showing numerous private trips on airplanes that Clinton allegedly took with Epstein. One flight reportedly included a softcore porn actress, while other trips were allegedly shared with women who were listed on the flight manifests without their full names. You know, just the first name, like Lolita, for example. Newsweek also reported in 2015, Gawker released the flight log books for Epstein's Gulfstream and Lolita Express 727. Clinton was one of the most prominent people listed on the flight logs, having taken several trips. Clinton shared 11 flights aboard the Lolita Express with Maxwell and Epstein's former assistant, Sarah Kellen. So it's pretty well documented by a lot of people over a long period of time, things that would contradict what Clinton's spokesperson just said. Number two, Clinton's statement leaves out that the former president was reportedly on the airplane with Epstein himself. Number three, Clinton's statement claims that his secret service detail was present, quote, on every leg of every trip with Epstein. Yet numerous reports allege that Clinton ditched his assigned secret service agents on some flights. Fox News reported records show that Clinton apparently ditched his secret service detail for at least 5 of the flights, since no agents' names appeared on the manifest. Investigative journalist Conchita Sarnoff, the one who is the executive director of the Alliance to Rescue Victims of Trafficking, said, I know from the pilot logs, and these are pilot logs that you know were written by different pilots at different times, that Clinton went, and he was a guest of Epstein's 27 times. She added, many of those times Clinton had his Secret Service with him, and many times he did not. Clinton, however, denies that. Says he only took 4 trips, and he always had the Secret Service with him. They're saying that on at least 5 of the trips of the 26 or 27 trips that he did not have. Number four, Clinton's statement does not mention that some of the trips reportedly encompassed multiple legs with several other possible flights. The Asia trip alone, which flight records show occurred between May the 22nd and the 25th of 2002, was reportedly had five different legs on the trip. According to Fox News, flight records show that Clinton was flying to such destinations as Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore, China, Brunei, London, New York, the Azores, Belgium, Norway, Russia, and Africa. He also denies having traveled to the Orgy Island. But there is at least one Epstein accuser, Virginia Roberts Guffrey, who signed an affidavit saying that she saw Clinton on the private island of Jeffrey Epstein in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Number six, Clinton has a long history of credibility issues regarding claims about his mistreatment of women, of course. Okay, and that's a given. The other thing that I find interesting about this, again, this is all part of the culture of perversion that has permeated America. Talked about this on the very first day. You may do what you can to make sure that your children are not exposed to the likes of Bill Clinton or Jeffrey Epstein. But do you realize how these people who are allied with him, how they have also been the ones to fund Common Core, how they're the ones to put in the curriculum, all of this LGBT curriculum, in the name of anti-bullying, the same thing that they're using to shut down the freedom of speech on the internet. They also use that to push the homosexual agenda to children and the transgender agenda to children at very young ages, in kindergarten age and so forth. They're also putting it throughout the entertainment culture, as Jeffrey Epstein is allowed to hobnob with all the Hollywood crowd even after the Me Too movement and Harvey Weinstein. They still invited Jeffrey Epstein to all these Hollywood parties. Or take a look at the Victoria's Secret connection. Leslie Wexner, the billionaire founder, CEO of Victoria's Secret parent company, sold his Manhattan mansion to Jeffrey Epstein in 1998 for $20 million. Wexner is the only known client of Epstein. The only known client of Epstein is the guy who pushes a lingerie show. This is the way this is rolling out through our culture. It's the entertainment industry, it's the Democrat Party, it's Hollywood, and it's these elite billionaires. And they have pushed their perversion through our society down to the lowest possible effort. And of course, you know, this mansion that he bought, $20 million in 1998, I guess that's the same one that's now estimated to be worth $77 million, seven floors. Has the dental chair in the bathroom and all that sort of thing. Well, you know, Jeffrey Epstein is saying that he has made an offer to the judge. He wants to live in this mansion under house arrest. And, you know, he urges the court not to discriminate against him because he's rich. let's urge the court not to discriminate in his favor because he's so politically connected. Unbelievable. 21,000 square foot mansion, seven floors. And he's served his intention that he doesn't want to be discriminated against because he's rich. He should be allowed to, be under house arrest there instead of waiting this out in a 100 square foot holding cell in the Metropolitan Correctional Center. And I'm sure that he will get his wish. I am also reasonably assured that he's going to escape unscathed a third time out of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-pack power stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the wake up and work or rest and recover packs each day for quick, easy to use and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-pack power stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens. Because we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes, go straight at them!
Banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment in this program. And again, this is part of our 34-hour broadcast, our 1776 Worldwide Special. In conjunction with that, we have a massive sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many, many products at $17.76, including all of our shirts, hats, even the new Betsy Ross 1776 designs for a limited time only, a limited run of those. You can get all those for $17.76. Also, many of our natural supplements, vitamins, minerals, $17.76. Things like Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, Survival Shield X3. That is our Nascent Iodine, as well as X2. Both of those are available. We also have Winter Sun Plus 1776. That's our vitamin D supplement. Things like Ultimate Bone Broth, our all-natural sleep aid knockout. Silver Bullet, that's our colloidal silver product. Many other products, all available at 1776. As a matter of fact, go there and you can see the ones that have been taken down to 1776. But we have at least 10% off of everything in the store. Many items are 75% off. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can find that at Libertarian, YouTube.com/Libertarian. Don't forget to subscribe and share the videos there, as well as the Twitter account for this show. That is also Libertarian. Don't forget to follow that. You'll have to go there probably and look directly because it doesn't seem to be passed around too much anymore by Twitter. So imagine that. Imagine that. Oh, the tales that we could tell if anybody wanted to listen at the White House. But let's go back and take a look at what's going on. The bigger picture that goes a little bit beyond Jeffrey Epstein. You know, John Whitehead had a great article. Was picked up by Zero Hedge. Starts out with a quote from Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. And I thought this was really appropriate for the time that we live in. He said, as political and economic freedom diminishes, this is Huxley in Brave New World, as political and economic freedom diminishes, sexual freedom tends, compensating, to increase. And the dictator, unless he needs cannon fodder and families with which to colonize empty or conquered territories, the dictator will do well to encourage that freedom. And that basically is the entire premise of Brave New World. We've said many times, you know, you have the debate, do we live in a Brave New World scenario, or is it a 1984 scenario? Well, that kind of depends on who you are, right? The broadest application of these dystopian novels is Brave New World, where you see the government keeping everybody pacified with drugs and with sex, right? If you can keep the people happy and stupid with that type of stuff, you know, kind of their version of what the Romans did with bread and circuses, right? Let's give everybody a universal basic income. We can keep them, you know, preoccupied watching the sponsor of Jeffrey Epstein, Victoria's Secret stuff on television, and worse, right? And when you look at what social media is doing, pushing this stuff out, you know, the same people who censor our political speech, who censor our religious speech, are also pushing pornography to our children. And that is nowhere more true than in the schools. But Whitehead goes on to say, in this age of partisan politics and deeply polarized populace, corruption, especially when it involves sexual debauchery, depravity, and predatory behavior, corruption has become the great equalizer. And we can see this, especially in the Epstein situation. But even more so, as I said, you know, be more concerned about how they push this into your living room with the entertainment that you let there and how they push it into the school. Do you know what's going on in the school when you're not there? Do you know that the state has said in court proceedings, going back to the 1990s, when the issue then was heterosexual sex education, and you had parents saying, I think my kids are too young to have this discussion, and I want to be the one talking to them about it. It wasn't that they had a problem with heterosexual sex. They wouldn't have had kids if they had a problem with that. But it goes beyond that. It goes to the issue of when you have the age of consent. That's why we have these statutory rape laws. And folks, that is what this current transgender agenda that is being pushed to kids as young as kindergarten, that is about getting rid of the idea of an age of consent for sex. So I'm glad that people are upset about what Jeffrey Epstein did. I hope that this isn't just a lot of, political angst because people are trying to score points. But if you're really concerned about this, why are you, in the words of the judges, going back to the 1990s when they were talking about heterosexual education of kids in the first through third grade, the judge said, sorry, you have abandoned your children to the state, and we will teach them whatever we wish while they're under our care. We will act in loco parentis, in place of the parents. Why are you concerned about Jeffrey Epstein and the kids who are kidnapped and put on his plane, and you're not concerned about your own kids? I mean, why is the Democrat Party so upset about what happens to kids at the border, but they don't care about the kids that are being kidnapped and in many cases trafficked by CPS in that multi-billion dollar nationwide corruption scandal? That is far bigger, far more pervasive than anything that Jeffrey Epstein has done. And everybody is turning a blind eye to that. That's what's so amazing to me. But let's just take a look at this story coming out of California. Liberty Nation is picked up by Zero Hedge. The debate over whether schools should teach sex education to minors has been going on for decades. But now parents, despite their religious beliefs, have no say about the teaching materials. And it's gotten far worse. Parents are horrified by what they see in these teaching materials. In a small California community, parents and clergy were so appalled at the explicit LGBTQ-inspired lessons that they went undercover to investigate deeper. What they discovered at Riverside County Comprehensive Health Education meeting so horrified them that they were determined to stop the curriculum. One individual who was there, a pastor, Tim Thompson, said, "We don't want our children exposed to some of these things that they're showing. There's pornographic, sexually explicit material. It has no place in the classroom. It's not right. It won't be tolerated." And so what did they find in this particular curriculum? Well, they found all kinds of teaching material that said things like, well, we got two spirits. We have bi-gender. We have male to female, female to male, transsexual, masculine women, feminine women, androgynous persons, transvestites, third gender, drag, cross-dressers, gender queer, intergender, agender. I don't even know what some of these things are. And this is stuff that is perversions that are coming into our society now are coming so broad and so quick that even somebody my age, I have no idea what they're talking about. They're inventing so many new different perversions. The decadence and the decay of this society is far worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. It is a clear political agenda to destroy the traditional family in America. They said, until now, said Parental Rights and Education Executive Director Suzanne Gallagher, until now, the American family was considered to be the foundation of civic life. It was the smallest form of government. That's absolutely right. You know, a society is actually built from the ground up. It's built, the family. That was the first institution. It was created by God. The families comprise communities. The communities create governments. Those governments, according to the American tradition, were created to protect our God-given rights. And then, scale that up to the national level. But of course, now the governments, as they said in the Declaration of Independence, have not functioned in their duty of protecting our individual rights. As a matter of fact, they're, in most cases, the greatest threat to our individual rights. Until now, the family, where children are taught responsibility, respect for authority, and national pride, but now legislation passed through the state is designed to support minor rights and not parental rights. That's right. Parents have been swept aside. In the name of equity and inclusion, children are required to know and accept every form of sexual behavior, even though those behaviors are dangerous and contrary to their parents' beliefs. But this has been going on for quite some time. The whole children's rights movement, the whole drag queen story hour, the transgender stuff in the kindergarten, that is all a movement to give power to children that were never it's never given to them before. As a matter of fact, if you support that agenda, why do we have any problem with anything that Jeffrey Epstein did? Those kids said their right to make up their own minds. I mean, why would we even complain about that, right? That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for listening.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance.
perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true Alpha Male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.